Hello, Sudeshini here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. This is Steve calling you from the eBay Security and Services. So how are you doing today?
From where?
From eBay Security and Services, ma'am.
Yeah. What is this about?
This is just a verification call that today did you order some online gift card from your end?
Online gift card?
Yeah, exactly. Did you order
I didn't order any online gift card from eBay.
But ma'am, as I can see over here, there was a purchase made to shop a gift card of $799, alright?
No, sorry, I didn't order any gift card.
Who else do shopping?
I don't know, because I ordered some products from eBay, but not the gift card.
And like, apart from you, who else have an authorization to your account?
Nobody has my eBay authorization beside me.
Okay, and when was the last time you logged into your eBay?
It was yesterday. Yesterday.
So, I think someone is just using your personal information, your details, and they are like purchasing this gift card, okay?
Can you block it? Can you block it from there? Because I didn't purchase any gift card. I did purchase two products from eBay yesterday, but I didn't purchase any gift card.
And ma'am, like, do you remember when was the last time you visit any online website and you provide them your personal information over there?
Yesterday I opened the eBay account, but I didn't give any it to anybody else. I just purchased it myself, yesterday.
And did you, like, share any of your personal details?
No. On any website? No.
And ma'am, like, you do your shopping with your mobile device, right?
Yeah.
Because, ma'am, as I can see over here, as your IP location is showing somewhere else, have you heard about your IP location?
No.
You don't know about IP location?
No. Can you block that one? Can you delete, hold it, like, the gift card, can you cancel it?
But you see, there's a procedure for the cancellation of this gift card, okay? You have to follow the instruction. I will be helping you for the cancellation of this gift card, okay? Just be there. My senior will help you further. Just be online. My senior will help you to cancel up this gift vouchers, okay?
Okay.
Just be there. Hello.
Alright, thank you for holding the line, ma'am. This is David Mitchell, and I'm the senior security manager on the floor, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Somebody has tried to use your eBay application to purchase order some gift card online over the internet. Okay.
Yeah.
So we are not sure, ma'am, from where they try to do all this and how it's possible for them that they are getting access to your network, your IP address, and you haven't received any email regarding to this transaction, right, ma'am?
Yeah, I don't know anything because yesterday I ordered a few products from eBay and then I didn't purchase any gift card. eBay? Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Alright. Now, ma'am, yesterday you have used your account, right, ma'am? Yesterday there was
yesterday I purchased a couple of things, but not the gift card.
Alright. Now, ma'am, we will help you why you are not getting any email or messages about this gift card. You use a Google on your phone, ma'am? Is it a smartphone? You have a Google?
Yeah.
Okay. Open up the Google, alright? And don't share any detail or read out any information, ma'am. You are just having a look from your end. What is the exact...
I'm on my Google. Hello?
Are you there?
Yes. Yeah,
are you on the Google?
Yeah.
All right. Type on the Google. Type their my my.
My.
Then give a space.
Space. Yeah.
The number one.
One.
P for Peter.
P. Yeah.
Again, give a space, ma'am.
Yeah.
Type address. A D D R E S S address.
Is it address location?
Country, not location, country. It should be country. My1P address country.
Okay. It's my1P address country?
Perfect. And have a look for that. Search for that. Don't tell me. Just have a look.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
All right. Now, can you see the location over there? What is the location showing up to you? Can you see the numbers? Your IP address information, ma'am?
It says United States of America.
Yeah, that's what we are trying to help you to check that, ma'am. You are in Australia, yes. And the location is showing somewhere in United States. So that's the reason, ma'am, those hackers, they are able to withdraw the transaction behind you, and you are not getting any notification about that, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, we will help you to block and make you a report of fraudulent activity directly on the cybercrime security portal, ma'am. Now, you can delete my 1P address on the Google. Delete it. Remove it from there.
Yeah, I did remove it, yeah.
All right. Now, type there ACSC Australia.
Wait,
A.
What do I
type? Yeah, A for Australia.
Yeah.
S for Sunday. Sorry,
yeah.
C for Charlie, not S, ma'am. Should be C. Believe that as.
ACSC. ACSC Australia?
Yes, perfect. Search for that.
Yeah.
Now you can see
Hello?
Click
can
on
you
search.
Hear me?
Yes, click on search.
Yeah, I did.
All right. Now you can see what are the options coming up to you.
It says called and then some numbers and it says Australian Cyber Security.
Yes. Can you see? Now scroll down a little bit. You can see ACSC homepage.
Yeah, I did.
Click on that ACSC homepage.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Have you clicked on that ACSC homepage?
Yeah.
Okay, now what do you see on the ACSC homepage once you open up that?
It says get alert on newscast and report a cyber crime or cybersecurity incidents and stuff.
Yes, we are going to make you report the cybersecurity incident because you are not receiving any email and messages regarding to this. So the Australian Federal Police will be also involved in this investigation to track those people. And make sure in the near future as well, you will be not facing any sort of problem related to this. Now, click on that report of cyber crime or a cyber security incident. Click on that.
Yeah, I did that. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you. What do you see now?
It says check the status of an existing cyber crime report and then
who are you reporting on behalf of, right?
Yeah, who are you reporting on the behalf of,
You need to select your individual account has been targeted by those people. So you need to select an individual.
Okay. And then it says you will be reported as cyber crime to police to report cyber.
Yes, now we have successfully made you report on the cybersecurity portal for the fraudulent activities. Now, what we need to do is to change the IP address directly from the security servers. Now, the phone which you are using, is it an Apple or an Android phone?
It's an Apple.
Apple phone. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, on your mobile phone, open up the App Store. You can see the Apple Store on your phone.
App
Store. Okay. Now, on the App Store, you can see search, right?
Yeah.
On the search, type there Z for zebra, web to web O for Orange.
Okay.
H for Henry.
H?
Yeah, H for Henry. H for
yeah.
Hotel. Then again O for Orange.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, search for that. Click on the magnifying glass beside there.
Is it a Zoho?
Yeah, Zoho Assist Customer. It is a help, the security app. Click on Get. Okay. It will be the green one. Can you see the green one?
Wait there.
It will be Zoho Assist Customer, the green application.
Yeah, is it a customer app? Zoho Assist Customer?
Yes, perfect. That's the green. You can see the green square indicating
the
circle on the top, right?
Yeah.
Install it because the security setup will be get started for you, all right? Is it installing?
Is it the green one and then inside is there two diamond shape and then a circle on the top?
Yes, yes. Zoho Assist Customer.
Yeah. So I will get the
cash? Yeah, get it. Now, because the bank will be sending you a request to secure your network, which was showing in United States, we will be shifting. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Click on install. Have you clicked on install?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Once it will be complete downloading, you can see the option there open, okay? And apart from this mobile, have you used any other device like a computer or an iPad? You ordered something online while using your account information there? You haven't,
no.
Right? This is the only phone that you use it.
Yeah.
All right. Is it open now? Can you see the option open?
It's still loading. Still loading, I guess.
Because your internet network might be slow because those hackers are still getting access to your network. So we need to block them first, okay? And you do got the card. You have a card with you, right, sir?
My account card.
All right, don't do anything. Wait, because we will be what we will do. We will be blocking those transactions and might try to issue you a new card. Okay. Now, is it open now?
No, the death app is not downloading.
Okay. Try to again. Is it? Can you see it's downloading? Did you click the get install?
Yeah.
And you can see a blue line is running, a circle is showing you just like the file is getting downloaded. Is it loading on your phone, sir, or it's not? Just let me know.
It's not loading at the moment.
All right. What do you see? Did you press the get button there?
Yeah.
Now what do you see once you click on the get?
It says double click on store, but when I double click it, it still gets back.
Press the side button where it is showing you up, it is indicating you where you need to press. You need to press it twice without releasing your finger. Can you see it showing you where you need to press on the top, volume up or the work low key? Yeah, try to press twice. Without releasing your finger, quickly, press two times.
Yeah, it's nearly there.
All right. Now, is this downloading?
Yeah, it's downloading.
Okay.
And I opened it and it says enter your email address.
What those people did, they have tried to order multiple gift cards behind you. So we need to cancel up each and every gift card because all the gift cards and the funds of those gift cards have been tried to withdraw somewhere in United States. So we don't want them to withdraw or get any money behind you without your authorization, without your permission, okay?
Thank you very much. And you press enter your email ID.
you click on cancel, you can see the small X, a cross sign on the same box there.
Yeah.
Okay, now it says enter session key, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now type there 932.
932.
260.
260.
2924.
2924.
Yeah, now press on join. Yeah, you can see in the green it is highlighting you for a join.
Yeah, and it's start session.
Yeah, click on start session.
And then it says assist client and start broadcast.
Yeah.
Do I press start broadcast?
Okay, start broadcast. Now what do you see?
It says assist client.
Click on assist client. All right. Now, can you see the security checkbox? I have read terms and conditions.
It says, would you like to send a notification? Is it allow
yeah.
or not allow?
Yeah, click on allow.
Okay.
Now, what do you
see? And then it says the red button is clicking, and then it says stop broadcast. Everything
yeah,
on the screen.
Tap on the red button. Make it white. It will be changed. Tap on that, the red, where it is blinking red. Tap on that and it will be changing to gray. Is it changing?
No.
Okay, you do one thing, press the home button and open up this application on your home screen, from your home screen. You can see that this application has been added on your phone. Press the home button, go back to the home page. You have done something wrong. Wait, sir.
Yeah, and then it says enter session key again.
Okay, wait. Okay, now I'm providing you once again. It's 940.
940.
282.
282.
7872.
7872.
Yeah, click on join once again. The same option
yeah.
you need to tap on. Okay.
It is
yes. Now what do you see? You can see the terms and condition checkbox. I have read the terms and condition. Now
or remote.
Don't close this app. What says? What is coming
allow
up?
Allow remote. Click on allow
access.
Okay, yeah.
Perfect. Now you see the HDFC cybersecurity server?
Yeah, is it the number on the top and then the chat and then file transfer?
Yeah, wait. You will be getting some notification. Wait, sir. You will be getting some notification. Don't do anything.
Yeah, it says welcome to HDFC security server.
All right. You will be getting all this notification right now, so don't worry anything about anything. Check.
And then there's one more message. We are here to help whether it will be using online banking or to better understand your banking and finance.
Yes. Have you received this notification earlier? Not, right? Because those hackers have not allowed
not
you to
with any of it, yeah.
receive those notifications. Read out. What are the messages coming up to you? Read out. Try to read out one by one.
It says we collect and store IP address for security and audit purpose, and as described under the heading information collected by the online security service below. For instant collection, stores your IP address when you log on to the electronic banking channel. Uses this information when you attempt to detect the prevent transactions and its electronic banking channel. And then another one, it says our team is focused on identifying and fixing past mistakes and providing fair, constant and timely redemption to our customers. We are also working hard to ensure that we prevent errors like this from happening again. And then the last one, it says Visa, MasterCard and Apple have their own procedures and time frames for resolving disputes and will need to follow their respective programs. The other one is if your disputed transaction is investigated and subsequently declined, example, it turns out to be a legitimate transaction, then we will arrange for the reversal of the temporary credit. You'll either receive correspondence or we will be in touch to let you know the outcome.
Now you understand what we're trying to do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Now swipe your screen from the bottom. Go to your home screen. Don't close this app. Go back to the home page. Yes, perfect. Don't close this application. Now check all the app on your phone. Go to the home screen of your mobile phone, where you can see all the applications. Yes. Check all of your apps.
What do you mean all of your apps? Like?
Now, again go to the Google. Don't close this application. Yeah, go to the Google from the Safari. Don't close this app. Yes, go to the Google. And you also use an eBay application on your phone, right, sir?
Yeah, I got eBay account on my phone.
Okay. Don't close the Joho app. All right. Now, you can go on the Safari. Don't close the Joho application. Don't close it. All right. Go to the Safari browser. Open up the Safari. Yeah, tap on the back arrow bottom down. Yeah, perfect. Click on Google.
Okay.
Click on Google. Now type the validator. And you do remember your email address. You do have an email address?
Yeah.
And what if the email address is logged on? If your email address is logging on your this phone.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Now, log in each and every account and check, sir, if there is any money missing out from your account. While you are opening again, sir, go back to the home page, okay, and log in all your account one by one and check if there is any money missing from your account. Log in all of the apps that you got on your phone, each and every banking app. Yeah. Log into your mobile application. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, yeah.
All right. Log into the app, your mobile application, your banking apps, and check any money is getting credit or debit to anyone. Log into your app. Once you log in, do let me know. Okay, click on manage. Can you see the option manage? Somewhere you can see option manage.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the card that you got with the ANZ. You got a debit card ending up with 2017, right, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Click now. Can you see somewhere it's written close? Click on close. 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 Click on close. On the top, you can see close. Close on the top. Close. Okay. Now, sir, tap on the back arrow on the accounts. Tap on the back arrow on the accounts.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what those people did, they had tried to target the funds that you got on your online Saver account. So what you need to do, you need to shift the funds from your online Saver to your Access Advantage, okay?
Okay.
Click on click on online saver because your online saver account has been targeted. So you are shifting your funds to your online saver to your Access Advantage. Click on online saver. Tap on that. Online saver. Login again.